No, it's Just Plane Radio.
Yeah.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I can fly.
Tame it to the pilot, tame it to the tamer, tame it to the pilot.
Brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
It's your lucky day.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
You got a plane.
Call Just Plane Radio toll-free now at 888-884-2FLY.
And the sky's the limit.
That's 888-884-2359.
Sir, I'd like you to take the helm, please.
I'd be glad to. Greg, your co-pilot, that's me, along with Captain Dennis. We are your crew today as we navigate the latest aviation news and information here on Just Plane Radio, the show devoted to the aviation lifestyle and learning to fly. Dennis, are you ready?
I am ready.
Well, you're only ready up to a certain point because you still haven't been able to do your CFI check ride. You've been delayed at least, what, for how many weeks now, you figure?
It's going to have to be until after I get back from Sun and Fun because the examiner is busy to the end of the month, and then I have plans the first week of April. So here we go.
Okay. Well, we have brought out the big guns for the show today. Since Ed or Keith aren't with me, we've literally recruited the CFI of the year. Is that the right title, Gary? Gary Reeves with us on Just Plane Radio. Welcome again. How are you, Gary?
Hey, gents. How are you?
Good, good.
Yeah, I think the official title is the 2019 FAA Instructor of the Year.
That is awesome. So, you know, I figured we got to go straight to the top and really take this opportunity to, you know, really go after Dennis as opposed to me for once. You hear what I'm saying there, Gary?
Absolutely, but it's so much fun picking on you. Instead.
Well, no, it's
but
not.
It would be a nice break to give Dennis a little.
I wanted him to get a little of the attention for once, and I figure you would be the guy to do it. But you're too nice. This is why, you know, Gary Reeves was voted Instructor of the Year, and I'm sure you're humbled by the whole experience. And congratulations, obviously.
Thank you. I'm deeply honored. I've been working for this for I've been teaching for a little over 16 years, and deeply honored to get the number one title. There's no higher title in the U.S., and I'm really grateful to people that have supported me, including Just Plane Radio.
You all have
supported me.
Despite our endorsement, you still got it. So
that's right.
Yes, exactly. But no, congratulations, in all honesty. I kid, that's quite a thing to be Instructor of the Year. I mean, were you surprised by this? I mean, you did have quite the endorsements. I mean, I know Tom Haines from AOPA was listed and a whole bunch of who's in the aviation industry. Did you see this coming, or were you kind of surprised when they announced that you were the big winner for the year?
Well, this is my second time up for it. I'd won regional. So the way the contest works is every FISDO sends their top pick, and then there are five regions, and each region sends their top pick, and then it goes to final judging. And I had one regional several years ago in Southern California, but lost the national. I think the hardest thing for me is that anybody who makes it through the FISDO level up is very well qualified. So it's not like I lost the national title. Anybody at this level, you're just honored to be part of the group.
Right.
Like to be in the same theoretical room with the people was the big honor for me.
Right. Well, yeah. You're very politically doing this in a right way, as opposed to saying, well, congratulations to all the losers, but I'm the winner. See, that's why I'll never get nominated for such an award, let alone get my certificate in the first place, probably. But, hey, that's just me, and that's why you've done so well. And once again, congratulations. As far as Dennis is concerned, you know, I wanted to bring you in to talk a little bit with him, maybe give him a pep talk. What do you think he needs now that he got blown out after he was so excited to get his CFI?
You know, it's so hard when you work so many long hours and you're ready and then it gets postponed.
Yeah.
I think that's the hardest thing I've seen it for years where a student is absolutely ready and then a plane is not available or the weather comes in, but delaying a check ride because the weather is not good actually counts in your favor. And I don't think many people realize that.
How so?
Because the prime, Well, the primary judge of all examiners is not to see if you can do a stall. Mm-hmm. That's not what they're looking at. They're looking at, can you make good decisions for safety? So a student who says, I need to delay a check ride because I'm not ready for any reason, is actually showing good aeronautical decision making.
Okay. All right.
And it actually impresses the examiner.
I follow you.
The student calls and says the weather's not going to be good enough.
Well, Dennis, that's not what happened, though. Didn't the examiner call it on you, or did you actually
do
that?
We both conferred, and we were looking at the forecasts, and you know, for the morning, it was not looking good at all. And just the risk of trying to fly the airplane an hour just to get to the examiner to hope that the conditions were going to clear up during the day, it just wasn't worth it.
Hmm. Did you play play that card like, hey, I know the instructor of the year, and he thinks we ought to wait, too?
No, because that doesn't show my aeronautical decision-making. That just means I deferred my judgment to somebody else and got their opinion.
Right, but if you say you know him, you know, he said hi to me once, we're close personal friends, you know, you got a brown nose every way you can. That helps, doesn't it, Gary, or is that just me wishful thinking?
You know, I'd be happy to send y'all an autographed picture, but I don't think it's going to help at all.
Yeah.
Kind of like your endorsement for Instructor of the Year. You may want to just leave that part out.
Okay, understood. I gotcha. But as far, I mean, that's kind of good to think that might actually help a little bit. You made the right decision in your examiner's eyes. And so you're going to be, you know, when you do finally get this done, Dennis, you'll be starting off on the right foot, or, you know, on the right flight plan, I guess, right?
Right. And then let's take a look at, you know, the plus sides of all of this. Now I've the pressure's off for a couple of weeks. I've got some more time to you know, study up on the fundamentals of instruction, things that they're going to ask me on. I could do some more practicing on presentations and lesson plans and going over how I'm going to present safe taxi and some of these other things that are going to be required. So it just gives me more time to prepare.
Well, is that the case, Gary, or do you come across more students coming, you know, going through this process, and when stuff like that gets delayed, that just adds more anxiety? I you know, the way I operate is when I prepare for something, okay, at 10 o'clock Saturday morning, I got to be ready, and I'm ready. I'm ready to go if I've committed to doing that, and if it gets delayed, like, oh, no, I'm going to forget it. I've been cramming for the last week. What do you do in that case?
Well, I think Dennis has absolutely the right mindset. You know, and I give you a couple hints that I've told all my students over the many years. You know, the most important thing you want to do is overwhelm your examiner at the beginning on how well prepared you are. So I tell everybody to take a suitcase of textbooks, that every book you can find that's appropriate for the check ride, you know, every Rod Machado book, every JEP, every ASA, every M0A Jason Shepherd thing you can find, every government book. And the rule I have is you start stacking books in front of the examiner until they can't see you anymore.
Okay.
Because it's not about knowing every single answer, because after 16 years of teaching and all my awards, I don't know every regulation. I haven't memorized every little thing. A great instructor knows where to find the answer. Mm. So having several written flight plans out, including flight plans or lesson plans that haven't even been asked for. You say, well, I brought a couple of extra lesson plans in case we wanted to do something else.
Uh-huh.
It's bury the examiner in how over-prepared you are. And I went through examiner training in Oklahoma City, and it's all pass or fail in the first 10 minutes most of the time.
Really? Okay, they're going to pick it up that quick.
That's where the first impression really makes a difference.
Hmm. Were you doing that, Dennis? Were you planning to overwhelm them with a stack of books?
I've got, it's not a suitcase, but I've got pretty much every advisory circular, the airplane flying handbooks, all the PTSs, everything printed out so that I can reference it. Because when you need to look at, they're going to ask you things about signing off for students and endorsements. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, what endorsements are required to solo a student pilot? And okay, you have required aeronautical training that has to be given. Where do you find out what is required to give them? And it references you back to the FARs, and you have to look at Part 61, and here's the 15 things that you have to do with a student pilot. So being able to have all of those books there instead of trying to memorize those 15 things and maybe missing something, that's just wrong. You need to refer to all this. So I'm going to have all of the books, all of them dog-eared and, you know, flagged and highlighted as appropriate, so that I can, you know, come in and be prepared and be able to answer those questions, but not just off the top of my head. I want to actually be able to show him, here is the page.
Yeah, look at this stack of books. I haven't read one of them, but look at this stack. It's impressive. I think I got some more training I got to do in this regard, but Dennis, it sounds like he's prepared. Look, we got Gary Reeves, the Instructor of the Year for 2019 on Just Plain Radio, and we got more with him next. I mean, we got to talk about what he's doing at Sun and Fun. There's some other projects that he has going on outside of this Instructor of the Year thing. He's got a lot going on, and we're going to talk about it on Just Plain Radio.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive. Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations. Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night. Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder.
Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and flight training professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Takeoff with Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
The flight situation. Simple. There's no way on earth we're going to get out of here tonight. We'd have more luck playing pickup sticks with our butt cheeks than we will getting a flight out of here before daybreak.
I'm going to fly. I'm going to fly. I'm going to fly.
Hi there, Bob Hoover here. You are listening to Just Plain Radio. Here's Greg, your co-pilot, and some other folks.
This is Just Plain Radio. I am Greg, your co-pilot. It's who you know and how many books you have to get you over that CFI. No, I don't think that's exactly right. I'll defer to Gary Reeves, the Instructor of the Year for 2019, to give the more specifics. But hey, whatever you can show your flight examiner when you're going through that process, if you come and you look prepared, you say that within the first 5 or 10 minutes, the flight examiner is going to know if you're going to pass. Is that right, Gary?
Yeah, I think the first impressions count a lot. And the other piece of advice I give to every applicant, whether it be for a private pilot or a multi-ATP or CFI, which is really the doctorate of aviation, is ask for a discontinuance if you're not ready or in great shape to continue a flight. My oral part for my CFI was 8 hours long.
Wow.
And the examiner said, after 8 hours, great, go pre-flight the plane. And I told him, no. I can't. I need at least a half hour to just breathe and get some food. And he said 30 minutes, and I came back and I passed the check ride. But he told me later that that almost right there failed me. Because after a long oral, if you go fly when you're tired, again, that's poor decision making. So yeah. After a long oral, or if the weather starts coming in, telling an examiner, I think I would be safer flying on a different time, is actually, again, showing decision making. It's really just about being safe, because the biggest killer we still have of pilots is get their itis.
Yeah.
And it's not the time to show it on a check ride.
Hmm. Now, is that typical for a CFI examination to take 8 hours for the oral?
All depends on the inspector or examiner, but I would consider 5 to 6 hours at a very low minimum.
Wow. Is that what you were expecting?
All day exam.
Dennis, were you thinking it was going to be that long with your guy?
Yeah, I was just budgeting a whole day for the whole thing.
Yeah. Yeah, the flying part wouldn't necessarily be, what, an hour or two, if that, maybe?
The flying part was the easy. I was up in the air for 90 minutes. Mm-hmm. It was the oral exam is really where it comes down to on CFIs.
Yeah, 8 hours. That's intense. I'd be a little wore out after that. I'd be like, hey, can we go fly already? Well, come on, I brought all these books. What do you want from me?
It's not like your private pilot check, right, either, where they're assessing your knowledge. They're assessing your ability to teach. So you're actually going to sit down and you're going to teach a lesson on airspace. You're going to teach a lesson on safe taxi. Mm-hmm. You're going to teach a lesson on runway incursion and avoidance. And you'll probably wind up teaching a couple of lessons on maneuvers that you're going to go doing your check ride. So you have to put all of that up on the whiteboard and sit down and go through it, just like if I was to teach you something, Greg, which I know is hard, but it could happen. Yeah. And so you've got to go through that presentation, give it to the examiner. He's going to critique you on how you did because he's pretending that he's a student. He wants to see how you can teach.
Well, there you go.
He knows I know how to fly. I've gotten that far.
Yeah. And you have to demonstrate it at a level that is, people can understand. You can't just know the information. You have to perform it at a demonstration level. We got to do this in the diving world. I am a dive instructor, Gary. I got that going for me. So there's some crossover. Now, Gary Reeves is our instructor of the year for 2019. I assume you're going to be at Sun and Fun here next week. Is that right, Gary? Doing what exactly?
I am. I'm teaching 10 or 12 free seminars.
Wow.
Tuesday morning, I'll actually be receiving the regional award of the year. The national honor is actually given to me at Oshkosh. But all day Tuesday, I'll be doing photo ops and stuff for the regional award. And then for the rest of the day, I have several seminars, every day free seminars, either at the AOPA tent or at the CFAA building. And that schedule's on my website at pilotsafety.org.
Okay, pilotsafety.org. Go there, Gary Reeves, and it'll tell you the whole itinerary. Of different seminars. You're doing different ones each day. Like, can you give me a rundown of a couple?
Yeah, I'm doing several on IFR, how to use GPS, autopilots, and for flight, particularly on IFR because that's what I specialize in.
All right, well, that makes sense. And then I'm sure you're going to get that question about, hey, what do you think about this Boeing for flight thing? But I guess we'll all find out about more about that at Sun and Fun. Is that right, you think?
I think it's fine. Boeing bought Jeppesen. It's in the nature of the beast that when you're successful that people are acquired. I'm very proud of my friends at 4Flight, Tyson and Ryan and Angela, and I wish them all success. I think it'll be fine. I really do.
I hope so. And they are a great group of folks, and they've done an amazing job with 4Flight. So let's just hope it continues, but I'm sure that's going to be some of the scuttlebutt being talked about at Sun and Fun quite a bit. I know you got some other things outside of all these elements, whether it's Sun and Fun seminars and being voted the Instructor of the Year. You have some new partnership or something that you're doing. What is this exactly?
Yeah, Jason Shepard, kind of the the guru for passing check rides at m0a.com. Mm-hmm. He's the expert in passing check rides. He and I have become really good friends, and we're actually partnering up to take pilots to an aviation mastery level. We're actually doing two-day, very small private seminars for people that really want to take their knowledge and skill level way above minimums up to a master level. So we did one in Orlando a couple weeks ago. It was sold out. We had people from 16 different states and 4 different countries.
Wow.
Fly in just to spend 2 days. And our next one's in Dallas, Texas, my home. Hopefully you all can join us September 21st and 22nd in Dallas, Texas. And all those details are at aviationmastery.org. But it's not for every pilot. It really is only for the pilots that want to be far advanced in safety and skills. Only for the pilots that want to go way beyond just the legal minimum.
This is just to make you a better pilot, or a pilot with superpowers, so to speak.
We have people from all levels. We had a bunch of student pilots to 20,000-hour ATPs, and they all got something different out of it. It's all about going far above the minimums.
Well, I'll tell you, he's always doing a lot of stuff, and that explains why he's been voted Instructor of the Year for 2019. Great stuff, Gary.
And I just want to say a special thank you to actually all of your listeners. The true masters in aviation, and this is something Jason and I both preach, are the people who never stop learning, and Just Plane Radio is a great example of that. So I'm really proud to know all you guys, and I think you guys do a good thing for aviation.
Well, thank you, Gary, and the check's in the mail. All right. We have a public service announcement specifically for Cirrus airplane pilots next here on Just Plane Radio. Stick around. Just getting started.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I've been up around the stratosphere at 31,000 feet. I'm gonna fly on out of here on wings that you can't see. If you're gonna fly high without fear, you're gonna have to learn to love the atmosphere, and you gotta learn to use those wings you can't see.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot, that's me along, Captain Dennis. We are your crew as we navigate the latest aviation news and information. All right, listen up, Cirrus pilots. Check your bolts. Is that what that thing said from the FAA?
That's it. Yeah, they issued an aviation maintenance alert this week for the Cirrus SR-20s and 22s.
Actually, I think it was last week. It's been out a couple weeks now, hasn't it?
It's been a bit.
Yeah, but check your bolts. Like, this seems like the craziest press release ever. Like, hey, make sure your bolts aren't loose. Duh!
Actually not necessarily that the bolts are loose, but that during the pre-flight and or actually before the next flight of the airplane, they want the pilots to get underneath and actually specifically look at the aileron attach bolt. Because apparently there was a crash in May down in Houston where a pilot lost control on takeoff. Hmm. And when they investigated, they found that the bolt that attaches the aileron to the control had fallen out. And that's supposed to be safety wired in. And just conveniently, the way that they've attached it on the Cirrus, you can actually see not just the nut, but also the safety wire. So if the safety wire is missing, you definitely need to get it fixed.
Yeah.
Because that's what's going to keep that from falling out of the plane.
Which you don't want to have happen.
No, because then you only have one aileron, and apparently this guy's proven you can't fly with just one aileron.
Mm. So not only they got to be tightened, but they got to make sure that safety wire has been caught on the bolt. Is that what I'm looking at?
Yeah, you actually run the wire through the bolt. It's twisted and it's anchored to another spot within the airframe, and that keeps the bolt from being able to work itself backwards. And if something did, even if the nut fell off, the bolt is at least wired to the aileron so it won't fall through, and it'll at least be attached. It won't be, you know, as tight, but at least it'll hold in there and give you some control.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so but when you go back to the basics of this, it just looks, make sure all the screws are tight on your airplane. That's
right.
Pretty common walk around stuff, I think. But
it is, except it's on the underside of the wing and hard, you know, probably hard to get to look at. So
yeah. All right.
Easy
well
overlook.
Cirrus, what, 22s and what?
20s and 22s.
20s and 22s. Make sure you're paying attention to your aileron bolts. All right. And we got more coming up on Just Plain Radio.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
You are now clear for takeoff with Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Flying away, is that a bad thing?
Only if you're a human being.
Fly away, dance all night, sing all day. I've grown these wings so I can fly away.
This is Just Plain Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me along, Captain Dennis. We are navigating the latest aviation news and information. And also getting ready for Sun and Fun next week. We plan to do at least a couple shows from the grounds of Sun and Fun in Lakeland and bring you along for those festivities. Other big news that just happened this last week. You know, Apple had their big reveal on Monday earlier this week and announced some new iPads and what, AirBud 2s and things. But, you know, I know Captain Ed is excited because they've announced a major upgrade for the iPad Mini, which a lot of aviators, including Captain Ed, he says that's the one. You know, the bigger iPads are too big to mount on the yoke of like a 172 or something. And he thinks the iPad Mini is the perfect size. Not too big, not too small, just right to fit and mount on your yoke or something like that. Is that how you feel too, Dennis, or what?
That's what I found works really well. I have my first ever iPad was the iPad 2, and it's just way too bulky to try to put on the yoke. It covers half the dash. The Mini is a perfect fit.
Yeah.
And I know Captain Ed was anxiously awaiting a refresh on there because he was excited about being able to use the Apple Pencil. And, you know, I think it might be a really interesting, especially now that you've got scratch pads and all sorts of ways to take notes, or even the ability to mark up directly on the charts would be a lot easier than using, you know, my fat finger to try to what taxiways are closed or make notes about my taxi directions.
Right.
With the electronic pencil, it'd be much easier to make those annotations.
Yeah, and the new version allows that, has an upgraded, I think it's a Retina display too, so it's caught up with the other iPads now, the Mini, right?
Well, it's had a Retina display, but what they're doing now is it's called a laminated display. So before there was a layer of glass sitting on top of the LCD, now it's all merged into one, so the pixels are right there at the surface instead of like before there was, when you go to touch, there's actually a little bit of depth to the screen,
mm-hmm.
and so it made it a little bit harder for you to get the exact point you wanted to be.
Uh-huh.
So it's supposed to be sharper, clearer, brighter. All of that can definitely benefit us in the cockpit. So,
have you already ordered one for yourself?
I haven't yet because I just had to replace the battery on mine less than a month ago. And so mm-hmm. I just dropped, you know, $100 to put a new battery in so it would quit resetting when it got cold.
Right. Well, I'm sure they're going to be on display at Sun and Fun next week. But you got the iPad Mini. I don't know, the AirBuds, I've been holding off on those, but I've been wanting to get those. So they got a new version of the AirBuds, but I don't know what the difference is. Have you seen what it is?
What
exactly?
I saw, yeah, the biggest difference I saw was that they have hands-free Siri support now. So you can just do, hey, Siri, and your AirPod will automatically wake up your phone like it just did next to me here.
Oh, there you go. You just pissed off everybody.
Exactly.
My HomePod just went off. There it went. Yeah, shut up. Yeah, be quiet. Siri, I'm not talking to you. But, yeah. Well, yeah, and I think longer battery life and stuff. So I don't.
And they have a new Apple designed chip in it that's handling all of the communications and stuff, and so it's supposed to be more efficient and better. I wasn't convinced on the AirPods. My kids decided they had to have them, went out and bought them with their own money, and you know, having seen them use them, it's like, okay, you've convinced me. And I find they're handy. You can pop them in and take a quick conference call. I've even seen people throw them under their airplane headset if they don't have a Bluetooth headset. They're small enough that they'll fit.
Well, that's what I was wondering, is how you would use them in the cockpit, and that's exactly what you do. If you had full, noise cancellation headphones, you could pop in at least one of the buds and maybe work that. I haven't seen anybody doing that. Have you?
you know, I've got the light speeds and they all have native Bluetooth support. So
right.
That,
I don't know if there's much, application inside the airplane for them, but they, you know, they're doing all that new stuff, keeping up with the Joneses, so to speak, Apple is, and trying to maintain their major market share. So we'll see how that unfolds. I'm sure a lot of people will be talking about that at Sun and Fun, as well as all the other stuff, whether it's, that four flight thing that we were talking about earlier, that Boeing bought them. I'm sure that's going to be a major topic of discussion among pilots at Sun and Fun, and we'll try to tap into that. I can only think, and we haven't really talked about this much on the air too, is that, you know, this MAX 8 issue with the 737s, right? 737 MAX?
Yep, that's correct.
The timing of the announcement of Boeing buying four flight, probably not ideal, as far as from a PR standpoint. But you know what? You know, aviators are a little bit more forgiving in that regard, so I don't think it'll hurt them at all.
Boeing's such a huge player in the market, though, that, you know, it's going to take a lot to really shake people's confidence. Yeah, it's unfortunate that two aircrafts have crashed, but, you know, it sounds like they have a really good understanding of what happened, and, you know, it looks like they can address it with some software fixes and potentially even some training.
Right. And I'm sure that will, you know, that's going to be the big topic of discussion. I figure, you know, at the watering hole, like the Sunset Grill in the evening, and when people are sipping on their frozen margaritas and stuff after watching the air show, I just can't help but think that's going to be a major topic of discussion. And all the pilots are, you know, they're going to just be comparing notes. What do you think? Well, I think that the overlying, the theory that's coming into play when you scan across all the news and try to filter out the nonsense from, and when I say the nonsense from mainstream media, I mean, like, when they actually have a pilot that they're talking to that kind of knows what's going on in the aviation world. The one thing you always hear them pick up on is the fact that the co-pilot in the latest incident only had 200 hours. As far as his training, and that they had opened up the manual trying to figure out what to do and how to get the plane back on track. There's some, you know, stuff that's come out in that regard, which goes back to the training. Like, were the pilots properly prepared to handle a situation where the plane went haywire? I mean, there's supposed to be a protocol they follow, and they were obviously not quite prepared to handle that. At least that's what seems to be the main theory that you hear the aviation experts throwing out there. Now, is that the reason it crashed? I don't know. I'm not saying it is. I'm just saying we are seeing a theme from the aviation folks that are in the know that are going down that road. How do you feel about it, Dennis? What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's telling that we haven't had a problem here in the U.S. We've had no reports of MCAS runaways or anything like that. It's happened in other parts of the world. So it will be interesting to see as all of the aviation authorities continue their investigations and start pointing fingers and coming up with a solution. I know Boeing is actively testing some software fixes. The FAA is reviewing the whole certification process. So there's a lot going to come out of this, you know, and we'll see what happens on the other side. But, you know, at the end of the day, we'll all be safer.
Yes. Well, they'll learn from it, and hopefully we'll all be safer as a result of what they uncover. Now, obviously, 4Flight will be on display at Sun and Fun, as they always are, I'm sure, and they're going to be fielding a ton of questions about that merger between them and Boeing. But I don't know if Boeing actually is represented at Sun and Fun with a booth or whatever as well, but I sure would not want to be one of those folks. You know what I'm saying? Because the aviators are going to go at them like crazy. Like, well, hey, we think it's this, and this. What do you know? And I would not want to be that booth worker. But I'm not sure they have a booth.
No, from Boeing, I don't think, has much of a presence there. Jepson, on the other hand, their division that handles all the aviation charts and mapping products, they definitely have a big presence there.
Yeah.
And I see that 4Flight and Jepson will become a lot tighter as we go forward.
Sure. Well, as you would expect. But it'll be quite the scuttlebutt this year, and I think it's pretty safe to assume a lot of the pilots are going to be talking about that. And, you know, like I said, we're going to wander around with some microphones during Sun and Fun in Lakeland this year and kind of tap into some of that and get some people's thoughts on what they think has happened and you know, what can we pull from it? Which I think, like you said, the one thing is the hours in the chair. Now, I did talk to Captain Keith about this a couple of weeks ago when it first happened, especially when the news came out about the 200 hours for the co-pilot. The other guy supposedly had, you know, thousands of hours, so he was well trained, but the co-pilot supposedly only had a couple hundred. And I said, you think that's kind of low? He goes, yeah, that's kind of low for an airliner like that. However, you know, we're required in the U.S. to have 1,500, and that might be a little too much, maybe. And that's one of the gripes you hear from some of the pilot community folks here on a stateside, because, you know, once they go through the training program, they got to get 1,500 hours before they can be hired. And there's a bit of a lull, and there's a pilot demand shortage and all that kind of stuff.
Go back to what Gary had to say earlier, how with my CFI check ride, you lose that intensity. So you got all these kids getting these this training, and they're coming out and get all those ratings. And then what are they doing? They're off building time, flying pipeline, flying flight instruction, not staying in that training mode as much.
Right. We got to find a happy medium. All right. More coming up on Just Plane Radio.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
For nearly 75 years, the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association has been a beacon for those who cherish the freedom to fly. AOPA protects your rights as a pilot by fighting airspace restrictions, fuel taxes, user fees, airport closings, and other issues that threaten your ability to take to the sky. AOPA is on the front lines every day to ensure that general aviation and the interests of its members are promoted and safeguarded. Learn more about how you can become a member at AOPA.org.
Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive. Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations. Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night. Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder.
Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and flight training professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
You are now clear for takeoff with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
What's rattling back there?
I don't know what this thing is.
My controls.
Roger that.
Is that tow bar come loose?
Well, I don't know. Is this the tow bar?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, sorry, bag. Sorry.
No, it's all right. I got it. Sorry. I got it.
Peanut brittle. Could this day get any better?
No! Oh, no!
Get the tow bar off the yoke!
No, it's stuck between the seat.
I got it!
Stay with us, Gus. Oh, my God, those cheekbones. You look like JFK Jr. Oh, he looks like JFK Jr.
I don't know what I'm doing.
Well, put it on autopilot. Put it on autopilot.
There is no autopilot. This is a lawnmower with wings.
Well, you fly remote control planes. Do what you do there.
I crash them. That's why I buy all the time. Oh, I was wrong. I don't want to die this way. Oh, I'll settle for a nice, boring death at ground level.
Well, technically, we will be dying at ground level.
I got it. I got it.
I got it.
Okay.
We're good. All right, just so you know, I completely kept my cool through that whole thing.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me, Law Captain Dennis. We're just a week away from Sun and Fun, Lakeland, Florida. It is the spring break for aviators and aviation enthusiasts. Awesome, awesome event. Can't wait. Hoping the weather holds out well for us again this year. We'll have to wait and see how it unfolds. But kicks off on Monday, I believe, and goes through Sunday. Exactly. Monday to Sunday,
actually,
right?
Tuesday to Sunday.
Oh, is it Tuesday? Okay, people fly in on Monday. Yeah, they get ready and start camping and all that kind of good stuff. Major event, always fun. You got to camp if you can do that. I'm planning to do that midweek, at least for a couple nights, and really, you know, settle in to the aviation community and, you know, share a hot dog or two, roast weenies with some pilots. You can't get any closer than that. You hear what I'm saying?
I hear Jim and Deb have a tent set up, ready for you to set up too.
No, that's a whole nother thing that we're going to avoid at all costs. However, you'll hear our play-by-play over the next two shows. I think we're planning to do at least a couple there from the grounds of Lakeland and Sun and Fun if things go as planned. We will see. We have to be ready to divert just in case things change. But that is the plan at the moment. Now, I'm really looking forward to the Wednesday night air show and the drone spectacular that, Lights was telling us about last week. And, I thought they had done this at AirVenture before, but it got blown out.
They did actually do it at AirVenture, but the night air show that they normally would have on Wednesday did get rained out.
Yeah.
But they did it on Thursday instead. So I got to see the whole night air show routine with their drone show. And so they did it. It was just a day late.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. So it's pretty impressive, I assume, or
yeah,
what?
It was neat. It was interesting to watch. You know, that's the first time I've seen the coordinated drones fly. I know you've seen like the Disney presentation and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was unique. It was something, something different to see at the show, and that's what I think was fun about it.
Right. Well, just adding that extra element, like cherry on top kind of thing. It's going to be great without drones. Throw that element in. It's just going to make it that much, more cool for sure. I have no doubt. Now, you're flying your Mooney 201 in, and I know you have an entire list of stuff that you're planning to go check out to improve your little flying machine. Is that right, Dennis, or what?
Yep, we're going to be looking and talking to a lot of the vendors out there. I've got a combination of two different autopilots in my plane, and I'm really starting to think now that we've had a year with the new Avidyne panel that it's time to maybe look at improving some of the functionality, making a little bit better integration between the autopilot and the moving maps. And the panel's not getting any younger as far as like the gauges. I'm still dealing with, the old vacuum-driven gyros, and so I'm really getting more and more interested in looking at things from Aspen, like their new low-cost entry into the glass panels. But even now, there's other choices still coming up. We know about TrueTrack and Trio and their experimental autopilots. I just saw in a press release come through in the last couple of days here that Garmin, just received approval to put their G500 autopilot now into the Mooney series.
Hmm.
So there's more and more options becoming available. So
more stuff to buy is what you're trying to say.
At least I can start to put together a wish list and then start going to my wife and going, honey, please, it's a safety enhancement.
Exactly.
I need this.
It's like, hey, I'm taking Greg over to the Bahamas next week, maybe. I can't skim.
I don't think she's as worried about that as she is about the other precious cargo, like my daughter or my son that might also be in the airplane with me.
Oh, doesn't she know who I am? Well, maybe she does.
Yeah, she does. And that's why she's not as concerned.
Right. Yeah, explains it. All right. Well, there's always stuff you can, you can zero in on to all, and that's what pilots do. They're always looking to upgrade and come out with the latest and greatest stuff. I'm sure when we get out there, you're going to find that you have your list going in, but it's going to, expand exponentially throughout the week. That's usually how it rolls, isn't it?
Usually. And, you know, if nothing else, at least I'm going to come in with a list and start being able to ask some questions and touch the stuff hands-on and actually look at it and see, you know, do I like this? Okay, if I look at the Garmin, you have to have the G5. Well, that solves two of my problems because now I have a new autopilot and I have a G5, which would replace one of my gyros. Mm-hmm. But do I like the user interface of the G5? I don't know. I'm used to my current directional gyro's got two separate knobs to set, one for setting the heading and one for setting the heading bug. But the G5 has only got a single button, and so you have to actually push a button and go into a menu. And do I like the ergonomics of that? I don't know. Let's see what Aspen looks like and mm-hmm. start.
Well, you got options, and it'll just depend on what you get used to, right?
That's true. You will adapt to whatever, but right. You know, if I've got choices, let's get something that, you know, I'm already comfortable with right out of the gate. If all things are being equal,
right? Well, look for Captain Dennis's Mooney 201 at Sun and Fun. Are you getting the logo thing? You were talking about putting a Just Plain Radio thing on there. That's not going to happen in time for Sun and Fun, though, right?
If I'm lucky, maybe, but I don't know. We've got a week yet, and that's about it. So all right, we'll be heading off.
Look for a finely tuned Mooney 201. You know, the one that flies the best is probably Captain Dennis, right?
Just look for the Dory symbol on the tail. It's
there,
the only
okay.
One.
That's right. And on that note, we'll wrap it up. Till next time, remember, there is no better high
than learning to fly.
Just Plain Radio is brought to you by JustPlainRadio.com.
I say we take off and nuke the entire site from orbit.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
It's the only way to be sure.
Just Plain Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
But just plain wrong.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at JustPlainRadio.com.
I'm going to lead my people up to the radio tower.
So tell a friend and take off every week with Just Plain Radio.
And I'm going to make a call.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Listen up, everybody. I have some news.
The opinions you just heard on Just Plain Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
We are screwed.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
A little too far. Cross the line.
There are many factors to consider before learning to fly.
What is your problem?
So make sure you do your own research and get the proper instruction before your exploration into aviation.
Thank you very much, sir.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at JustPlainRadio.com.